Hello and welcome to EPA's Green Scene Environmental Podcast that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino. This is our first downloadable segment, one of many to come, and today we will be talking about recycling. You know, Americans recycle every day, but on November 15th, we celebrate America Recycles Day to bring awareness, and EPA is one of the official sponsors of this event organized by the National Recycling Coalition. And our first guest on EPA's Green Scene today to enlighten us on the topic of recycling is our Associate Administrator of Research and Development Office, Dr. George Gray. Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, Judy. It's great to be here.
It's always great to have you. And you're so knowledgeable on the science of all of this. But I want to start with the history of it, just to give people an idea just when recycling became an idea.
Well, Judy, I remember when I was a kid, recycling really wasn't something that we did a lot, and it gradually built, starting probably in the early 70s as we started seeing curbside recycling. Now my kids wouldn't think about taking out the garbage without taking out those blue bins too. The world has really changed around recycling.
It really has, well, because it's no longer just about newspapers.
It's about lots of things, and we've gone from some of the things like newspapers and boxes, cans and bottles that were easy. Now we're coming to a situation where we're realizing there are other things we can recycle, whether it's batteries, electronic goods, your cell phone when you're not going to use it anymore. All of those things we help to advance our environmental goals by recycling.
And it's really a sign of the times because it's not just citizens, but also big companies really understanding the importance of this and jumping on the bandwagon too.
Recycling makes sense economically in a lot of ways. It makes sense for companies to have a recycling program rather than to be throwing things away. But it also makes sense for us to be doing things like making our aluminum cans out of recycled cans. Much less energy for mining, much less energy for transportation, much less energy for making the aluminum. So that it makes a lot of sense to recycle from and to reuse those old products into something new.
And also the idea that you really don't have to sit there and sort it out. In a lot of cases, a lot of states are allowing citizens to do it all. Just put everything in one bin.
It's a neat thing that our technology for recycling has gotten better. Not only can we recycle more things, but now we're at that point where you don't have to do like I did this morning, sit down and sort everything into different different bins. But in fact, we're coming to a situation where you can put everything in one bin, and we have technology to sort it, put it in the right place, and get it recycled.
The interesting thing is that even though we have all these wonderful products, electronic gadgets that we're able to recycle, newspapers are still the number one thing that Americans recycle.
Well, and it's often the first thing that any of us think about is recycling that newspaper and we're done with it. And in many cases, they make it easy. We ride the metro here in Washington, D.C., and there's a slot right there on your way out to drop that newspaper in or to put it where someone else can read it. So recycling newspapers has always been easiest, but we're moving in the direction of being able to recycle a lot more products.
And it's also followed by corrugated cardboard boxes, cans, yard trimmings, aluminum cans, magazines, plastic bottles, and glass containers. So really recycling is everywhere when you really think about it.
It is, and it's something where all of us can take a small step to help the environment, and we can make a big difference a little bit at a time.
Now, Dr. Gray, these are the things that we should be recycling, correct?
That's correct.
But there are definitely things out there that you should not be recycling, and you should know what they are.
That's very important. And there are a variety of things that we know we have to dispose of specially. And in your town, you may have a hazardous waste day where you take things like paints and motor oils and things like that that you shouldn't be disposing of in your trash and you shouldn't be recycling, but you can take them to a special place and get rid of them.
Paints, cleaners, oils, pesticides, things like that. Not just in the trash, but also down the drain, in your toilets. Pharmaceuticals, let's talk about that.
Well, that's something that's come to our attention more and more in the scientific and the environmental community, that our daily use of medicines, whether it's in our homes, in hospitals, does leave detectable residues of drugs out in our streams and rivers and lakes. And one of the things that we've spent a lot of time on here at EPA is thinking about the advice we can give people to help reduce those levels, the things that individuals can take. What's a step that you can take to help reduce the levels of pharmaceuticals that might be getting into the environment?
Okay, so learn about how to correctly dispose of these items because there is a correct way to do it.
And one of the first things I learned is that the way my mom always told me to flush it down the toilet usually isn't the best way.
Exactly.
It turns out that the best way to do things is to, first of all, some states like Maine and others are experimenting with take-back programs for your unused, unneeded, or outdated pharmaceuticals. So you can take them back. But if you don't have that, what's recommended by the Office of National Drug Control Policy is to take it out of the bottle and put it in the trash. And ideally, in the trash to mix it in with something that is not very pleasant, kitty litter, coffee grounds, something like that, to keep people from going through the trash looking for pharmaceuticals. There are also a few classes of drugs that you do want to flush down the toilet, and that will be found on the inside information for the patient. So if you look that over and it says this is one to flush, that's one to put down the toilet. But for the most part, what you want to do to help protect the environment, to get rid of those materials, is to put them out for the trash.
Okay, so inform yourself on how to do the right thing. So this usually the logo for recycling are these three little arrows, and we all know that they mean reduce, reuse, recycle. Let's go through each one of them because a lot of people I don't think really understand what the difference is, right? Reduce.
Reduce is often the most important first step you can take, and we've got a great example here. Use a ceramic coffee cup rather than a disposable styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
Keep this on your desk, you wash it out each day, and you're not putting things out into the environment. So by reducing your use of disposable materials, you can help cut down on pollution.
And it's a nice cup.
It's a great cup with that EPA logo on it.
How about reuse?
Reuse is something that says, when you've got materials, find new uses for them. You can, if you're not going to use something, donate it to charity rather than throwing it away is the way to do it. When you do your shopping, look in secondhand stores, look for, borrow things from friends.
Yeah.
You know, when we had kids, most of our equipment for taking care of those babies came from our friends, and then we passed it on to others.
Sure, toys and clothes, yeah.
It's a great
absolutely,
way to make a difference.
Absolutely. And finally, recycling.
And recycling, of course, is a way that we can help to reduce our environmental impact, and it's something that's working. We've gone from a situation where, back when I was a kid, there were one or two programs. 20 years later, there are over 10,000 curbside recycling programs here in the United States. And that's the kind of thing that really can make a difference. As a country, we now recycle about a third of our waste.
Wow.
That's a terrific advance from a time when we weren't doing any.
Yeah, that's really amazing. That's really amazing because we really have gone far, and it's a cycle. I mean, everything goes back to the same thing. And it's not just us recycling, but also buying recycled goods. That helps the process too, right?
Yep, and all of these are places where each of us as an individual can help make a difference. And again, making a small difference with a lot of people can really change things. A lot of the things that we recycle save energy. Back to our example of cans we talked about a little while ago, aluminum is very energy intensive to make, and it takes much less energy to take an already formed aluminum can, melt it down, and form it back into another can than it does to dig up the raw materials, to process them, and to transport them. So it's a great example of a situation where we're saving energy, we're saving money, and we're helping the environment all at the same time.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gray. I mean, there is a lot of good information out there, as we all know. We weren't able to pack it in all in a couple of minutes. Thank you so much for joining us, because the science of it is really very interesting.
I'm just glad to be here.
Thanks, and it's just
Judy.
A win-win situation.
Yep.
Well, recycling is not just a one-day event. It should be a daily part of our lives. And as EPA Administrator Johnson likes to say, environmental responsibility is everyone's responsibility. So get out there and make a difference. Now, also, we also want to tell you about the different websites. We have lots of information on recycling, so you can go ahead and visit our website at www.epa.gov. And for more information on America Recycles Day, visit the National Recycling Coalition website at www.nrc-recycle.org. See you soon.